This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraqi prosecutors are taking the next legal steps in their investigation of Saddam Hussein. The special tribunal set up to investigate Saddam will be holding more hearings soon. Iraqis had mixed reactions to seeing and hearing their former dictator in court yesterday as he was formally charged by an investigating judge. NPR's Philip Reeves is covering this story. And Philip, what's the next step in this legal process?
Well, Salim Chalabi, he's the head of the U.S.-financed Iraqi special tribunal set up to try the former regime leaders. He says work's now going to focus on setting up the tribunal itself, which isn't complete yet. And that means a large number of judges are going to be appointed over the next couple of weeks. Among other things, they're going to be processing arrest warrants for the 55, others of the 55 senior Baathists and regime figures are also in custody. And he also says that he's going to probably visit each of the 12 accused who appeared in court yesterday over the next few days. Among other things, he'll talk to Saddam Hussein about who he wants to represent him as a lawyer.
You said 12 who've appeared in court. Of course, the other 11 are described as associates of Saddam Hussein. And you get an interesting sense here, Philip, of how unsettled the whole process is. You have Saddam Hussein saying he cannot legally be tried by this court, and judges of that court are still being appointed.
That's absolutely right. And indeed, they're still trying to work out some of the basic arrangements. One of the things that Salim Chalabi says is that they're going to request the U.S. military to isolate the 11. Saddam's been in isolation all along, but the other 11 in the secret detention center in Iraq where they've been held have been able to exercise and meet together. This has given rise to concerns that they could start coordinating their defenses in this long and complicated legal process. Remember, this group includes Tariq Aziz, the former foreign minister, and Barzan al-Hassan al-Tikriti, a half-brother of Saddam's. These guys all appeared together, unlike Saddam, in court yesterday. And the scenes from that alone were gripping, although the focus was on Saddam yesterday. For example, Barzan al-Hassan arrived in the court shouting and threatening to hit a guard for holding him too tightly. So basic details of working out the arrangements to deal with them are also still in the pipeline.
What if they're convicted once the trials are arranged? What penalties could they face?
Well, Salim Chalabi says that Iraq's new president, Hazi al-Yawa, has told him that a decision has now been made to lift the ban on the death penalty, but that it hasn't yet been signed off on by all the elements of the new Iraqi interim government. But it does mean that these men, including Saddam, could face capital punishment. Chalabi says that some of the 11 have been trying to strike deals, including one individual, he said, without naming who it was, who he described as desperate to do so.
So we've had a dramatic few days in Baghdad. There's been the transfer of power, then the court appearance by Saddam. Has the violence ended?
No. In fact, the insurgency marked the morning after Saddam's appearance in court with an attack. This happened beside the same square where Saddam's statue in the middle of Baghdad was hauled down before the eyes of the world 16 months ago. They fired a rocket at the Sheraton Hotel. This is a monolithic and heavily protected structure which is used by a lot of Westerners, just across the way from the more famous Palestine Hotel. That was about 7:30 this morning. Loud bang rippled across the city. And they also fired a rocket at the Baghdad Hotel, not far away, also favored by Western security contractors. So the violence continues.
That's NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, thanks.
You're welcome.